So there's a lot of really amazing stuff in the passage we've just looked at, but we're going to focus our time on two big ideas. The first one is that God is an amazing creator God. And the second thing is that because he made everything, he gets to rule everything. And we're going to kind of fix our time on that memory verse that we've been learning together. And after three, I want to hear it again, okay, with some gusto this time. Like, try and blow me away a little bit. Are you ready? One, two, three.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amazing. Is it up there? Yeah, it is. All right. Well, I mean, it was still pretty good, wasn't it? Well done. Okay, let's break it down a little bit. Let's look at the first bit of that sentence. In the beginning, before anything else came into being, God was already there. That means that he wasn't created by anything else. He was already there. That means that he was there before everything else. That means that he is more important than everything else in the world. He was there in the beginning. He's always been there, and he always will be there. Everything around us has a start point, doesn't it? Here's a picture of a chicken and an egg. Have a debate, 30 seconds, with the person next to you. Chicken first or egg first? Go for it. Come on, really argue about this. This is serious stuff. Chicken or the egg? Okay, hold it there. Stop. Okay, I'm going to get you to sit on one side of the fence or the other. Hands up. Egg first. Interesting. Hands down. Hands up. Chicken first. It's about 50-50. That's what I expected. Everything has a start point. Whether you think it was the egg first, whether you think it was the chicken first, everything we see around us has a start point. But God doesn't. He was there in the beginning. And from nothing, God made everything that we see around us. Now, I need three volunteers who don't mind their hands smelling like Play-Doh for the rest of the day. Joe Bright, Martha, and Tilly. Brilliant. Yeah, Pathfinder crew, up you come. Okay. Colour? White, blue, orange. Okay. Take out your Play-Doh, which is brand new Play-Doh. Ooh, that means it doesn't have like floor cack and stuff like that stuck all in it. Okay, take out your Play-Doh. You have 30 seconds to make the best Play-Doh cat you can. Come on, Joe, get the Play-Doh out. There you go. Okay, ready? Go. I should probably be timing this. 30 seconds-ish. Yeah, cat for reference in case you didn't know what one looks like. Huh? No, the whole cat, Joe. Come on. Come on. I think... this looks more like a Diplodocus than it is a cat. Long-necked cat, that well-known breed. Come on, keep going. Okay, I think they need a 10-second countdown. Are you ready? Let's do it together. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands away from the Play-Doh.
How?
Joe Bright, don't take GCSE art. Oh no, it's decapitated. Okay, the Shaw sisters, excellent cat job. Well done, okay. Okay, you've just made something that you know, that you've seen before. Another 30 seconds, okay, you've got to make an animal that you have never seen before and nobody else has ever seen. Completely out of your imagination, okay? I'm going to give you a second to think of it. Bonus point if you come up with a name for it. Okay, ready? Go. I like this because they could just make anything they wanted. Okay, 10-second countdown, you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Okay, Joe, what have you made us?
A monster.
A monster, brilliant. It's got quite a smiley face.
Yeah.
Quite a friendly monster, though. Okay, excellent. Martha.
This is a bocadilla.
A bocadilla. Yes. I don't know if you can see at the back. It looks like a sort of sea... Oh, I was going for like a sea sponge type thing. All right, okay. And Tilly, what's it called?
A
vabacorn. Like half vampire, half unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, give them a round of applause. Go and sit down. Very well done. It's quite difficult in 30 seconds just to make something that you've seen before, isn't it? But to make something that has never existed before, that's pretty difficult. But to make an entire universe that didn't exist before, that is amazing. And that's what God did. He made everything that we see around us, and it didn't exist before. That means he designed it. He made it himself. He created it. And it was all him. And he did it by speaking. This side of the room, you said, "And God said," 9 times, I think, as I was reading through Genesis 1. Let's have a look at verse 3 together. Have a look at verse 3. "And God said, let there be light. And then there was light." And then verse 9, skim down a little bit more. "God said, let the water under the sky be gathered together in one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so." God speaks and stuff comes into being. That is incredible. That means that when God speaks, the sun, the moon, the stars, the dry land, the birds, the fish, the land animals all come into being for the very first time. Now, I'm going to melt your brains with some maths, okay, very quickly, just because I read this and I thought it was really exciting. But I'm a bit of a geek, so it would excite me. Okay, are you ready? Imagine you're up on Dartmoor and you look up into the night sky. You see, if it is very clear, about 2,500 stars. Okay, that's quite a lot of stars, isn't it? But in our galaxy, there are 400 billion stars. Let that just sink in for a minute, 400 billion. Our galaxy is on the small size for a galaxy, and there are 170 billion other galaxies. Okay, do some quick mental maths, 400 billion-ish multiplied by 170 billion-ish. Okay, you get to a septillion, a number that is never used because it's got 24 zeros after it. A septillion stars. Let me try and put that into context for you. Imagine you're sat on the beach and you scoop up a handful of sand. A septillion stars is more than that handful of sand. In fact, it's more sand than is on the entire beach than you're sat on. In fact, it's more stars than all of the sand on every beach on planet Earth. And God made it by speaking. That is incredible, isn't it? God was there in the beginning. From nothing, he made everything. And we're going to think a bit more about how we should respond to him as a result in just a minute.